Let's give this choir a hand. Now let's give the Lord a hand. Amen. Has he been good to you? He's been good to me. The late Reverend Rodney Swisher taught me, said, William, Ebenezer is a difficult place to preach at times because they may not talk back to you. So you have to learn how to light your own fire. And I'm on fire. Giving all honor to God, to Pastor Robinson, our fellow laborers of the word, my Ebenezer Church family, visitors, and guests. It is a privilege to stand before you this morning and preach the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. When you are asked to preach, you never know how things are going to unfold. And you look for signs as you start your day. And then you come into the church and you hear the wonderful music and powerful prayers and you see faces and spirits. But had I known that Sister Robbie Jones was going to be in the house, I would have added a little more gravy. Because this sermon is dedicated to Sister Robbie Jones. I didn't get a chance to see her on her last Sunday. But God is special. God will work things out. But it affirms our faith. Hear ye thy word, ye children. I am thy God. Blessed are they who walk in the word of the Lord in their hearts. Be silent, for the Lord speaketh to his children. Come with me to the 100th Psalm, verses 1 and 2. 100th Psalm, verses 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Come before the Lord with a song. The book of Psalms is full of some of the greatest prayers, songs, and poetry ever written. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A psalm is written to help us through the peaks and valleys of human experience. In addition, the book of Psalms offers a variety of lessons ranging from instruction about the company we keep. Do not stand in the way of sinners nor sit in the seat of the scornful. To compelling us to wholeheartedly trust in God. Lean not on thine own understanding. More specifically, there are psalms like our scripture lesson that demonstrate to us the proper attitude, physical response, and intense focus required for worship. The 100th Psalm is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. This song is widely considered to have been sung by a procession of worshipers as they approached the gates of the temple. Some traditions believe that an individual would sing this scripture prior to the sacrifice of a thank offering. Interestingly, this song of praise has an unknown author. In fact, tradition credits God as the writer because of how the lyrics encourage worshipers to reflect on God's goodness. In other words, God is teaching his people how to appropriately praise and worship the creator and the sustainer of heaven and earth. Make a joyful noise unto me, all ye lands. It is said that during the Old Testament days, people knew about God's saving power through the passing down of the Exodus story and the miracle at the Red Sea. Today, believers have the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to fuel our lives and to energize our worship. Let us dig into the mind of God through these words. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. With singing, I'm sorry. Serve the Lord. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 27 through 28 for my Bible readers, Jesus says, "And whoso will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Joshua gathers the tribes of Israel in the 24th chapter of the book named after him and says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Serving the Lord comes with a price. There's a sacrifice that must be made when you serve the Lord. You may lose friends. You may lose position. You may be ostracized, because when you serve the Lord, you have a new identity.
Right.
Serve the Lord. And this identity is spiritual. There is a personality test called the Enneagram. And I was a part of one. And I'm a one, for your info. I'm a one. I'm a reformer. Traditionalist. And that may be true. And I told the instructor, "That's true. But I'm guided by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So don't try to pin me down on what you think I'm going to do or what I'm going to say. Because when you serve the Lord, he guides you. He moves you."
Right.
Serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Reverend Marshall pulled me to the side. Where's Sister Marshall at?
Right.
So when you see him, you see me. His ministry lives on. He pulled me to the side more than 10 years ago. He put his hand on my shoulder. He says, Reverend, you got a lot of gifts. You got a lot of talent. God's going to do great things through you. He says, you know, preachers nowadays are applying for jobs. They want more money. They want the history of a particular sacred desk. But God didn't call them there. And he says, look at me in the eye. He says, I don't care how much money people offer you. He says, I don't care the prestige of an institution. Promise me this, that you will never call yourself. Wait on the one you serve. Because they wait on the Lord. Come on now. Even you grow weary. And young men shall stumble and fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Sometimes you just gotta wait on the Lord. Cause you can choose if you want to. But if God didn't ordain it, if God didn't order it, it won't be what you think it will be. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
Come into his presence with singing. Let's look at verse 3 and 4. If you have your Bibles. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter his presence with singing.
Yes.
Presence matters.
Yes,
so many times people want credit without showing up. They want to say that we are connecting because of a text.
Mm-hmm.
But presence matters. Presence. Identity. When you serve the Lord, you will not be invited to bring your presence to certain occasions.
Right.
When you serve the Lord, your identity changes. And some folks will rather do away with your presence. Because Ebenezer, we're striving to be the presence of Christ in the world. Amen. Presence matters. And how we enter in to presence matters.
Yes.
Lord says, enter into my gates with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise. You know, I tell you, we get so arrogant.
Right.
You know, and I'm just going to tell it.
Tell it.
I'm going to tell it. When we come to church, we are to lay down our titles. We need to reevaluate all of these titles. Because what it does, it confuses our spirits. Because in the end, we'll forget whose court we're entering. When we come into the church, we lay all of that at the door so that we can process in. When I was young, the church used to have the choir come from the back and they would march in. Anybody remember that? They used to march in. The presence of the Lord is here, ushering in God. Presence matters. Because where there's no presence, there's no face. Where there's no presence, there's no face. And where there's no face, there's no touch. Said Jesus was walking and people were bringing folks so he could touch them. Anybody ever been touched by the Lord? Have you been hurt or down and depressed? You've been touched.
Yeah.
There's something special about his touch.
Yes,
the dead rise on the touch. That's what was so difficult about the pandemic.
Right.
Unless you forgot. Wasn't that long ago where we couldn't touch. And now some of us still don't want to touch. But there's power in the touch.
Yes, sir.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Moses asked the Lord, I just want to see you. Lord says, no man can see me and live. But I'll show you the backside of my glory. See, God's presence is fueled by his face. That's why it's important to come to worship. I understand we want to stay on Zoom. But if I'm able to travel the highways, if I'm able to go to all the places I want to go to, I can bring my face to the place. It's all right to take a Sunday off. You want to see it on Zoom from time to time. I know you're tired. But worship is about bringing our presence and being in corporate worship. That's where the power is. The power is in community. Power is with togetherness. Serve the Lord. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. I'll cut it short because I want you to come back at 4 o'clock. That's why you've seen all these pauses. The Lord's letting me chop some stuff. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Because we want to support this music ministry. This is not the only time that they show up with presents. They're every Sunday. Serving. Let's look at one more scripture. Let's go to verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. We are dealing with generations of lost hope. So many may be involved in church, may have religion, but they're broken, they're anxious, they're feeling isolated, hurt, can't really see it on their faces, but we don't look at faces. We look at the heart. If our identity is spiritual, Bible says it's in our hearts. That gives us the ability to come boldly to the throne. That's how we should bring our songs. Boldly. But the challenge is to know that the song that I want to bring may not be the song God commands.
All right.
Oh, I want to bring this song, but the Lord is saying, no. I want this song. And that's where we can have hope. Because God is faithful. God is faithful. God is a healer. Promise keeper. All the things we lift up when we come to the altar for prayer. But we got to believe it. Just can't be words. You know, they have this social media platform called Twitter.
All right.
You know, Twitter is actually, that's why it has this, the logo is a bird. Right. Tweet. It is a form of babbling. And babbling is an early stage of speech.
All right.
And so we have to learn how to grow from milk to meat.
Right.
There's some things I just don't do anymore. Now, my wife, we went to the Usher concert and now we do that. But there's other things we don't do anymore. He was good too. I recommend it. He was good. I had somebody come to me and say, he said, "Rap, what you doing here?" And I looked at him, "What you doing here? If I'm not supposed to be there, you're not supposed to be there. Don't be trying to put it on the preacher. But live your life responsibly." Right? Hope. There's this movie starring Tom Hanks titled A Man Named Otto. And Otto lost his wife about 6 months prior. And he has lost the will to live. He's trying all that he can to commit suicide. But every time he attempts, something happens. The gun doesn't go off, or he is pushed to go do something civic and good. But he just cannot find a purpose to live. So on his final attempt, he's put plastic all around the room, put a chair in the middle of the floor, and has a 12-gauge shotgun. He's sitting down and he's propped it up. And then he starts reminiscing over the pain, over the hardships and the loss. And as he goes deeper into his memory bank, the trigger is getting closer and closer to going off. And then finally, his wife shows up. Her spirit shows up in the room. And he looks at her. And she says, Otto, that's enough. I know you're hurt. I know you're angry. I know you're sad. I am too. But now is a time to live.
All right.
Now, we are celebrating cancer survivors.
Right.
And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It is also Pastor Appreciation. Y'all give Pastor Robinson a hand. We didn't forget. But it's also Suicide Prevention Month. And there may be someone in the house or watching virtually or someone you know who is struggling with the purpose of living. They may have lost a loved one, lost a job, lost money, lost a house. That's what all of this political anger is about. Loss. But the Lord wanted me to stop by today to tell somebody that's enough. I know you're hurt. I know you're sad. I know you're angry. I am too. But now is a time to live.
Yes, sir.
Go boldly and bring your song to the Lord. Lord, I can't take no more. Lord, I can't live no more. And he'll turn it around. I'm a witness.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm a living testimony.
Yeah.
I should have been dead and gone. But Lord, can I get a witness in the house? Ask me what song I'm going to bring. I'm going to stand in front of the Lord and I'm going to look and I'm going to say, your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I just want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy. Woo! Has he been good to you? Hey, where Brother David said, has he ever made a way? When you didn't have a dime, has he ever stepped in right on time? Has he ever picked you up when you were down? Has he ever placed your feet on solid ground? Then you know he's a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of a storm. Amen.
Yes, at this time we're going to open the doors of the church as the deacons and the greeters come.
Thank you.
yours to extend. It was always yours to accept or reject.